हिम्मत का एक कदम बढ़ा प्रभु मंदिर।
गुड मॉर्निंग एंड ओम शांति। मॉर्निंग से आप लोग सुन रहे हैं, डॉक्टर गिरीश पटेल ने बहुत सुंदर बातें आपको बताई, सिस्टर शिवानी गिव अ वंडरफुल प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस दैट व्हाट वी नीड टू एक्चुअली चेंज इन आवर लाइफ। और इसको सुनकर मुझे अपने बचपन की कुछ बातें ध्यान में आ जाती हैं। इससे पहले कि मैं अपना वक्तव्य, अपना इंट्रैक्शन आपके साथ आरंभ करूं, मैं कुछ पंक्तियां आपके समक्ष रखना चाहूंगा जो मुझे इस समय ध्यान आ रही है। किसी शायर ने बहुत सुंदर रूप से कहा है कि कागज की कश्ती थी, नदी का किनारा था। कागज की कश्ती थी, नदी का किनारा था, खेलने की मस्ती थी, दिल ये आवारा था। कहां आ गए इस समझदारी की दलदल में, वो नादान बचपन ही बहुत प्यारा था। अक्सर मुझे लगता है कि मुझे याद है मेरा फर्स्ट इंट्रैक्शन ब्रह्मा कुमारी से मेरे 6 साल की उम्र के अंदर हुआ था। 1980 की बात है, तब मैं अपनी मदर के साथ और अपनी छोटी सिस्टर के साथ यहां पर आया था। एंड द ओनली थिंग आई फाउंड हेयर, आई एंजॉयड हेयर, आई टुक फ्रॉम हेयर वॉज लव, वॉज जॉय। जॉय इज नॉट हैप्पीनेस, जॉय इज डिफाइंड एज हैप्पीनेस बियॉन्ड सेंसेस। एंड पिछले 30 सालों में जो मैंने अपनी जिंदगी में अनुभव किया है, मैं ये जानता हूं कि जॉय इज द श्योरेस्ट साइन ऑफ प्रेजेंस ऑफ गॉड इन वंस लाइफ। And that is why you see the holy swans, the angels in white who are roaming about here, their whole life is full of joy. Because they are, their life is governed by God. They are leading with God. They are loving God. They are living with God. And God controls their life. Somewhere, somehow in our life, I feel that we have lost the joy. We have lost the control over our own self. और इसकी वजह से हमारी जिंदगी में कहीं ना कहीं दुख आ जाता है, कहीं ना कहीं एक विटंबना आ जाती है। मैं आप सब लोगों को एक बहुत सुंदर सी कहानी सुनाना चाहूंगा कि लेट अस आस्क अवरसेल्व्स दैट हु इज द पायलट ऑफ माय लाइफ। एक बारी एक एरोप्लेन जा रहा था, वन एरोप्लेन वॉज फ्लाइंग एंड देर वर मेनी पैसेंजर्स इन दैट एरोप्लेन। सडनली दैट एरोप्लेन फेस सिग्निफिकेंट टर्बुलेंस इन द एयर ट्रैफिक। There were many clouds and the aeroplane started, you know, tumbling from here and there. Everybody was very much afraid, oh my God, what is going to happen? And when out of all the 400 passengers, everybody was just, you know, looking scared, the fear in their eyes, there were uncertainty in their eyes. Only one child was just enjoying, playing video games, just looking, smiling. And one priest was sitting just next to her. She was wondering, oh my God, everybody is so much afraid and she's just relaxing. The situation further worsened and even the priest was feeling the fear, the terror at that particular time. He could not, you know, control himself. He asked the little child that why is it that you are so relaxed? Everybody is so much afraid. You see the plane is almost about to, it looks as if we are going to fall down. She said, no, I am very relaxed because my father is my pilot and he is going to take me home very safely. So what happens in our life is that God promises a safe landing, but he does not promise a safe journey, because he knows that whatever problems come in our life, he will steer us through the same problems and make us land safely in our life. So my dear friends, let us ask today ourselves that who is the driver of my life? Aajkal hamari zindagi ka traffic ka control kaun kar raha hai? Aksar main as a cardiologist agar apne patients ko bolu, apne sabhi mitron ko bolu, to main ye janta hu कि हम सब लोगों को इंक्लूड करके आजकल जिंदगी का एक्सेलेटर जो दबता है वो बी कॉम्प्लेक्स की गोली से दबता है और रात को आकर ब्रेक लग जाता है एल्प्रेक्स की गोली से। और यही हम सब लोगों की कहानी की एक अद्भुत विडंबना बनकर रह गई है। कोई व्यक्ति आएगा, डॉक्टर साहब तबीयत बहुत खराब है, बहुत कमजोरी है। मैं कहूं भाई आपका वजन तो 100 किलो है, कमजोरी कहां पर है? कमजोरी तो मुझे कहीं दिखती नहीं है। कमजोरी यहां पर नहीं, कमजोरी हमारे मन के अंदर है। Everybody is dependent. Everybody is mentally so much diseased, and that is why we are taking support of these accessory measures. We have grown scientifically in our life, but on the contrary, the diseases, the suffering, the illness is equally growing in our life. Ye bhi utni hi speed se badhti chali ja rahi hai. We all are running our life. We are all supposed to be. That is why we are called human beings. But unfortunately in our life, we have transformed from human beings to human डूइंग्स, हम सब लोग करते रहते हैं. अभी आपने इतनी सुंदर बातें सुनी. वी ऑल नो दैट वी हैव टू डू दिस, बट आर वी एबल टू डू दिस, येस और नो, बताइए. हम नहीं कर पाते हैं. व्हाई? बिकॉज एट द रूट ऑफ अवर लाइफ वी आर अनेबल टू ब्रिंग अ सिंपल एंड अ सिग्निफिकेंट ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट वी नीड टू चेंज इन आवर लाइफ. तभी आप देखें कि टुडे वी हैव अंडरमाइंड अवर वर्थ बाय कंपेयरिंग अवर सेल्फ टू अदर्स. आजकल हम लोग अपनी वर्थ को दूसरों से कंपेयर कर उसका आंकड़ा करते हैं. बिकॉज ही इज डूइंग दिस सो आई मस्ट डू दिस. वी सेट अवर गोल्स ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ हाउ वी आर एबल टू प्लीज अदर्स. दिस इज नॉट द वे वी हैव बार्गेन्ड आवर लाइफ. वी आर अ ब्यूटिफुल पर्सन, वी आर अ ब्यूटिफुल सोल ऑन दिस अर्थ एंड नोबडी कैन प्ले अवर पार्ट बेटर देन वॉट वी आर प्लेइंग. तभी आप देखेंगे कि एक जिंदगी जो है वो एक क्रिकेट का मैदान है. क्रिकेट के मैदान के अंदर जब तेंदुलकर बैट लेकर उतरता है तो लाखों स्पेक्टेटर्स बैठे होते हैं और वो तालियां बजा रहे होते हैं. और सब लोग जब तेंदुलकर छक्का लगाता है तो सब लोग तालियां बजाते हैं और कहते हैं वंस मोर वंस मोर. और जब आउट हो जाता है तो वो सब लोग दुखी होकर बैठ जाते हैं. लेकिन जो बॉलर होता है, जो बैट्समैन को बॉलिंग कर रहा होता है, उसका केवल एक एम होता है कि मैं कैसी भी गेंद फेंककर इस बैट्समैन को आउट करूं. वो उसको आसान गेंद नहीं फेंकता है. तो हम भी इस सृष्टि रूपी रंगमंच पर, एक बहुत बड़े क्रिकेट के मैदान पर, हम लोग भी बहुत बढ़िया बैटिंग करने के लिए यहां पर उतरे हैं. और जब भगवान हमको यहां पर बैटिंग के लिए भेजता है, ही सेंड्स अस डाउन, देन ही इंश्योर्स दैट नॉट ओनली इजी बॉल्स आर थ्रोन एट अस बट इवन डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशंस एंड डिफिकल्ट बॉल्स आर थ्रोन एट अस सो दैट वी बिकम एक्सपीरियंस्ड, वी बिकम मोर पावरफुल बैट्समैन. And once we play this game of life beautifully, then maybe the world is admiring or not, but God admires from above and He says, oh my God, you are my wonderful child, once more, I am there for you always. So let us learn to play this game of life very beautifully. Why we should practice spirituality in our life? Is it because Brahma Kumaris are saying this? Is it because X, Y, Z religions are saying this? What is the scientific basis of this spirituality? Why should I believe that main atma hu, main atma hu, main atma hu? You are doctors. You need evidence to believe and practice and follow in your life. What is the practical evidence in our life? Let us examine our thoughts that where exactly we are living in our life. I'll give you a very practical example that today we are living our life full of body consciousness, where our ego governs our every action. Whatever we are doing, our body consciousness, our ego is governing our thoughts, our words and our action. And if we practically see, then rejuvenating life is not a myth but actually a reality. Because if we want our environment, our society and our relations to be harmonious, to be truthful, to be loving, to be clean, to be balanced, then we need a body which is disease-free and strong. To have a good body, we need a healthy mind, a mind which is clear, which is creative, and which is alert. And the genesis of a healthy mind is from a genesis of a healthy self, a self which is peaceful, which is strong, and which is happy. तो आप देखेंगे ये सारी स्टोरी मुझ पर ही आकर रुक जाती है. दैट इज वाई वी प्रैक्टिस अ वंडरफुल थ्योरी दैट इज नोन एज अंडरस्टैंडिंग द एम टू थ्योरी दैट इज कॉल्ड द माइंड वर्सेज मैटर थ्योरी. आई गिव यू अ वेरी प्रैक्टिकल एग्जाम्पल एंड एवरी वन हु इज हेयर शुड रेस्पॉन्ड टू दिस. कई बार हमारी लाइफ में ऐसी सिचुएशन आती हैं वेन आई एम फिजिकली वंडरफुल वेरी वेल, देर इज नो डिजीज इन माई बॉडी, बट समथिंग रॉन्ग गोज इन माई लाइफ. मेरा मन जो है वो दुखी हो जाता है, मेरा मन कुंठित हो जाता है. ऑन दैट डे डू आई फील टू वर्क, डू आई फील टू गोइंग टू वर्क, येस और नो, बताइए सभी लोग. नो. उस दिन हम कहेंगे नो आई डोंट फील लाइक वर्किंग, मेरा मूड खराब है, मेरा मूड ठीक नहीं है, जरा देखना बुखार सा लग रहा है, गिव मी अ पैरासिटामोल, गिव मी एंटी हाइपरटेंसिव, गिव मी अ एंग्जियोलिटिक. एंड यू नो अवर माइंड टेक्स कंट्रोल ऑफ अवर बॉडी. सेकेंड सिचुएशन, वन डे यू रिमेंबर when we are really diseased, something wrong has happened in my life, on my body. But I get a wonderful news that a reason to celebrate. On that particular day, don't I forget the pain of my body and start celebrating? Yes or no? Yes, naturally it happens. So what does it show? Is it mind over matter or is it matter over mind? Come on. Yes. It's always, it has been, it is, and it will be always mind over matter. And unfortunately, we doctors, we human beings, what we have been doing, and even if we are not doctors, we have been thinking, we have been treating this matter only, and we forget that the basis of this matter also is our healthy mind. It is our mind that takes control of our body. And here starts the scientific understanding of the spirituality. We enter our medical school, we study the anatomy of the human body and the physiology and the biochemistry of the human body, in which we are told how this anatomical functioning of the body takes place. I remember 1992, 16th August, my first day in medical school, anatomy, straight to the dissection room, fourth table, I still remember, straight cubicle, my professor Sen Gupta, who was anatomy professor, he was sitting there. 5 days, 10 days passed in the dissection. I asked my professor, "Sir, I have a question." He said, "Go ahead, Mohit, what is the question you are having?" I said, "Sir, this is a human, a dead body. And this dead body is neither speaking, neither, you know, he has a heart, but this heart is not beating. He has legs, but his legs are not moving. His eyes are there, but his eyes are not blinking. He has a tongue, but he is not able to speak. He has a brain, but he is not able to think. What is it that makes this living body a dead body?" He said, "He is dead because he has died, you know, so he is not functioning." I said, "What makes him dead?" There was no answer. If we further go down, today we human beings, we doctors, we have developed a tubular vision. We treat the body, we diagnose the illness of the body, in fact we decorate the body, and when we have diagnosed the illness of the body, we treat the body, and when the body dies, we destroy the body, thinking that we are nothing but this physical body. Unfortunately, this is not the truth. Because human being is made of two words, humus plus being. Humus is the body and being is the psyche, the soul, the spirit or the ruh or the atma or whatever we want to call it as. If we want evidence, we can have the evidence or study the anatomy of the being which is controlling our body. What are the evidence that we have of the being? The anatomy of being is consisting of three parts, the mind that thinks, the intellect that decides, and the resolves, that is the habit or the sanskars of the body. These three intricacies, these three functionalities, when they combine together, they are known as the consciousness that governs this body, which are in different languages or different religions called differently as the soul, the spirit, the psyche, the being. How do they function? We'll go ahead in a different manner. So what is the scientific evidence, the indirect evidence of being? First evidence comes by logic. Second evidence comes by reincarnation, stories of birth and rebirth. Third evidence comes by out of the body and near end of life experiences. And fourth evidence comes by the direct studies, the functional MRI or the imaging studies. None of them have conclusively proven but are highly suggestive of the presence of the conscious entity. So I was coming back to the same question I asked my anatomy professor, that by logic, if we understand that there is a dead body and there is a car which is standing, the beauty of a car comes when the driver sits in the car. Whether it's a Mercedes, it's a BMW, it's a Ferrari or it's a Maruti. The moment the driver sits in the car, he switches on the car starts functioning. The horn starts blowing, the steering wheel starts functioning and the accelerator starts functioning and the car is moving. But the moment the driver switches off the car, he gets out, the beauty of the car is over and it's like a dead car. It's just standing, not functioning. Similarly, we see that the beauty of this body comes when the soul, the driver, comes in this body and starts this body and the body starts functioning. And that is why if we examine logically the sentences that we keep on saying, just examine, just listen to the sentences that I am saying. I have done this with my eyes. I have seen this with my eyes. Maine apni aankhon se dekha. I have tasted with my tongue. Maine apne muh se isko khaya. I came here walking on my own legs. Main apne paon se yahan par chal kar aaya. We never say, "I eyes have done this. I legs came walking here. I mouth have eaten it." No, we never use these sentences. What we say is that these eyes belong to me and I am seeing थ्रू दीज आई, मैं अपनी आंखों के द्वारा देख रहा हूं, मैं अपने पांव के द्वारा चलकर आ रहा हूं. दैट मीन्स देर इज सम एंटिटी दैट इज सिटिंग इन साइड मी हु इज सेइंग दैट दीज आईज बिलोंग टू मी, आई एम यूजिंग दीज आईज. दिस माउथ बिलोंग्स टू मी, आई एम यूजिंग दिस माउथ. These hands, these heart, these legs belong to me. I am using these entities for my purpose. So this clearly suggests that yes, by logic, I must see, I must believe that there is an entity that controls this body. The second evidence that comes is by the incidents of birth and rebirth that indirectly and strongly suggest the existence of soul. I will narrate a simple story that was recently published, and this published story is of a young child. That story is that a mother was leaning over a changing table and changing her son's diaper. She was changing her son's diaper, and suddenly her young toddler said that, "Mother, when I was of your age, I used to change your diapers." Mother was taken aback. This young child was Sam Taylor, a woman. He was born 18 months following his grandfather's death. He was able to relate, to actually recollect, relate to every experience of his grandfather. And more such experiences, thousands such cases of birth and rebirth now have been published, and this one was particularly described by Dr. James Whitaker in 2005. He was investigating the children's memories of previous lives. This suggests that a soul is always there, it never dies, it is the body that died. And that is why if we understand that, it tells us, or in fact it to some extent confirmed, that soul will never die, it is our body that will die. The third or the indirect evidence that comes is from the out of the body and the near end of life experiences. There are a host of experiences or the narrations that have been made, and one of the common experiences that I will narrate in front of you is a story or recently conducted operation by Dr. Michael Sebum. He was conducting an unusual surgical procedure for the safe excision for the repair of basilar artery aneurysm. This involved induction of hypothermic cardiac arrest, body temperature lowered to -60°F, her heartbeat, her breathing ceased, her brain waves were flattened, and the blood was completely drained from her head. The EEG was practically totally flat. There was no cerebral activity. The patient, when this recovered from the surgery, reported that under these brain dead conditions, she had a near death experience. She was able to observe and hear the details of what was happening during her operation. She was able to narrate how the doctors conducted the procedure. Not only that, she had the classical experience of tunnel vortex. That means she was able to actually recollect a distant cousin of whose death she was not aware of. How did this all happen? Her body was practically dead. It was under totally hypothermic arrest when there was no functioning of the body. What does this suggest? This suggests that again, there is an entity that is outside this body, that can exist outside this body, that can also have experience outside this body, that controls this body. And now there is objective evidence that people who have near end of life experiences while they are brain dead, people, experimental evidence just suggests that these near end of life experiences are actually real. They are phenomenal experiences, they are not imaginary experiences. People, this near-death experiences can actually be considered to be a objective evidence, and they have been validated in scientific studies also. So more and more evidence now is pouring in that suggests that we are just not this body, but something beyond this body that controls this body, that is called a soul. And the last evidence that comes is from the direct evidence that were conducted in San Diego University, California, the electrode experiments, in which they did functional MRI, functional imaging, in which they, by elimination studies, they eliminated a spot in front of the hypothalamo-hypophyseal fossa, which they labeled unknowingly as God spot. And they said that this God spot, this particular area, is the area that controls our body, that controls all the master glands also, from where the most important control of the whole functioning of the body takes place. So such indirect evidence and direct evidence is also coming in, and you see religiously the plane when it is flown, similarly the pilot is sitting in front of the plane, similarly the soul sits in front of the brain near the pineal body. And we give in our religion, we give scriptures, you know, we give a surface landmark called a tilak. Tilak is always given in front of the brain. So what do I want to conclude? I want to say actually is that more and more evidence now tells us that consciousness is an entity that is separate from the body. It is not just coming along with the body, it is separate from the body. It can function even outside the body, and it's our body that limits the function of our soul, of our conscious energy. So more evidence now, more experimental evidence now is coming. And having said that, having known about the anatomy of the soul and anatomy of the physical body, of course, what is the physiology, what is the biochemistry of the soul? The physiology and biochemistry of soul can easily be understood by the charisma of thoughts, words and actions. I told you, soul functions in three parts: man, buddhi and sanskar. Mind, intellect and resolves. Mind thinks, intellect decides, and resolves yields us sanskars that gives us habit. Similarly, the beauty of life is, once there is synchronization between, harmonization between what our thoughts are, what our words are, and what our actions are, we become a beautiful human being. Most of the problem that is arising today, aaj hamari zindagi mein problem kyun aati hai? Because aaj manav soch kuch aur raha hai, aaj manav bol kuch aur raha hai, aur aaj manav kar kuch aur raha hai. And that is why we say this is a diplomatic world. God says that you think positive and think in harmony with me. You speak positive and you speak in harmony with me. And you do positive and you do in harmony with me. Then your each thought, your each word, your each action will be a exemplary thought, exemplary word and exemplary action. So it's all about harmonizing with our inner self. The innate qualities of soul, jo atma ke gun hai, usse satoguni mana gaya hai. A innate soul, a soul is always a peaceful soul. In our most turbulent of the times and even in our most peaceful of the times, our soul is always peaceful. Its basic nature is peace. Its basic nature is bliss. Its basic nature is to love everyone, to be happy, to share power, to share knowledge and to be pure. In its purest form, in its original form, soul is always peaceful, is blissful, is loving, is happy, is powerful, is knowledgeable and is pure. So this is what the functioning, the physiology and biochemistry of our soul is. So let us not just live our life in body consciousness, let us learn to live our life in soul conscious way, a way in which peace, love and happiness informs every action. Whatever we are thinking, whatever we are doing is full of peace. Hamara man shanti se paripurn hai, hamare karma jo hai, wo bhi shanti, pavitrata aur prem se paripurn hai. And that is what we are here for. Because irrespective of who we are, whatever our color is, whatever nation is, we are always a point of light. That point of light is always present in every human being, irrespective of the social status, irrespective of our job, our profession. So my dear friends, we must understand that just like we study the anatomy, physiology and biochemistry of the body, similarly it's important to understand the anatomy, physiology and biochemistry of the soul. We enter second professional. Now we go ahead and study the pathology and microbiology of the human body. What are the basic mechanisms? What are the reasons our body gets diseased? And how are we going to cure or get rid of that particular illness? Jo hamare sharir mein bimariyan hoti hain, wo kis tarah humko affect karti hain aur uska nizam hum log kaise pa sakte hain? But having said that, we must understand that is it mind over matter or matter over mind? Please, once again. Mind over matter. So it's important and in fact more important to understand the pathology and microbiology of what? Of our mind. What affects our mind first? What affects our soul first? And this is a very simple secret we may not have even understood or even thought of in our life. I often say to my patients that disease is made of two simple words: this plus ease. The easiness in our life, when it goes away, not only physically, but mentally first, we become diseased. And I'll tell you a very practical example to prove my point here. All of you doctors who are sitting here, there must have been a time in your life when a patient comes to you, patient aapke paas aata hai aur kehta hai ki doc saab, just by talking to you, half of my illness is gone, meri aadhi bimari dur ho jati hai. Bataiye, hota hai ya nahi hota? Yes or no? It does happen. You see, you have not treated the patient. Just by your compassionate approach, just by your loving approach, just by talking to the patient, you make him comfortable and he say, mera aadha dard dur ho gaya, mera aadha angina doc saab khatam ho chuka hai. What you are doing is, you are able to take away the mental agony, the mental discomfort that is making the person diseased. Once you take away the mental agony of the patient, the comfort level of the patient is significantly increased and the perception of the disease is significantly lessened. And that is why today science has clearly proven there was an effect, there was a clear paper in Lancet December 2009, which was saying psychosocial effects of stress. Stress today, a negative situation that affects our being, our psyche first, and then affects our soma. कोई भी नेगेटिव नकारात्मक परिस्थिति जो आती है वो सबसे पहले हमारे अंदर इमोशनल और बिहेवियरल चेंजेस लाती है दैट कॉजेस सिग्निफिकेंट अमाउंट ऑफ एंजाइटी ऑफ डिप्रेशन ऑफ फटीग एंड व्हेन वी बिकम मेंटली डिजीज्ड मेंटली डिस्कम्फर्टेड वी हैव द परसेप्शन ऑफ द फिजिकल इलनेस इन फॉर्म ऑफ रेस्पिरेटरी डिसऑर्डर्स लाइक एस्मा जीआई डिसऑर्डर्स लाइक अल्सर्स एंड डायरिया musculoskeletal disorders like osteoarthritis, cardiovascular disorders like heart attacks. Today, stress is number third risk factor after smoking and diabetes, which has the highest attributable risk for causing myocardial infarctions. Such is the power of negative situation of stress. So what we need to understand is, we need to control and cure our mind, our psyche first. What we need to understand is that how do we cure beyond this body, how do we cure our psyche? If our psyche is ill, who is going to make or give ourselves or make ourselves healthy after that? Our body is cured by advanced pills, but the pharmacology of soul is not so simple. A soul is cured by the positive thoughts, by the positive energy that it gets from God, that it gets through meditation. And here comes a significant role of God in our life. Many people, atheist people, believe that God might not exist. And there's a beautiful conversation that I have narrated 1,000 times that I would again like to narrate now in front of you, that an atheist professor of philosophy was asking to his class that what problem God has with Almighty. He was asking one of the students that, do you believe God, in God? Student said, yes sir, I definitely believe in God. Professor said, is your God good? Student said, yes sir, God is very good. Professor said, science says, son, you have 5 senses to identify God. Tell me, have you ever seen God? Student said, no sir, I haven't seen God ever in my life. Professor said, have you ever felt God? Have you ever tasted God or smelled God for that matter? Or did you have any sensory perception of God? Student said, no sir, I'm afraid I didn't have any one of them in my life ever. Professor said, you still believe in him? Student said, yes sir, I still believe in him. Professor said, sorry son, according to the empirical, testable, demonstrable protocol, science says your God does not exist. What do you say about that, son? Student said, nothing sir, I only have my faith to prove and believe in my God. Professor said, faith is a problem that science has today. Science does not run on faith. Student was smiling. Student said, is there anyone in the class who has seen professor's brain? Everybody was laughing. Student said, is there anyone in the class who has ever heard professor's brain, who has felt it, touched it, or smelled professor's brain? No one appears to have done so. So sir, according to the established rules of empirical demonstrable protocol, science says, sir, you don't have any brain, sir. So, with due respect, sir, how do we trust your lectures? So professor was smiling. Professor understood the point that the student wanted to convey. Professor said, I guess, son, you have to take all my lectures on faith. Student said, yes, sir, that is what I want to say. Whereas spirituality is governed by faith, science is governed by reason. And unfortunately, why they are today working in opposition with each other is that today our belief system has made us believe that science and spirituality are working in opposition with each other. But actually, this is not true. let us understand that even the most beautiful experiments of science also take place, inventions of science also take place in silence. Where science ends, this is the place where spirituality begins. So science and spirituality have always been complementing each other, and if they have not been complementing each other, we doctors would not have been writing RX in our prescriptions. We would have never been saying that I am just writing, it is a God who cures. Because when a patient takes the pills prescribed by us, he not just has faith in us, he also has faith in the God who believes that he can cure us, cure the patient through us. So let us understand that let everything not have a scientific reasoning, but let us understand that God does exist. We need to understand, we need to feel his power. And now more and more experiments also are now pouring in to suggest that there is some evidence, some higher connection of brain to a higher power. One of the experiments that was described by Dr. Pam Reinhold, he said that right temporal lobe activity that verifies actually that there is a some reality that right brain corrections is there to some higher power. Similarly, there was a theory of God spot by Dr. Melvin Morse who suggested strongly the connection of brain to some superpower or what he called as a supra consciousness also. So more and more experiments also are just indirectly suggesting that yes, a entity, a supreme entity does exist. And logically, if I ask you as human being also, we human beings are always called human beings. We are never called human body. Are we called human body or human beings? Tell me. Human body. We are always called atma. हम लोगों को कभी भी शरीर नहीं कहा जाता. एंड दैट इज वाई इफ आई एम अ सोल, आई एम अ आत्मा, हु विल बी माई फादर? अ सुप्रीम सोल, अ परमात्मा और परम शरीर, बताइए. परमात्मा. अगर परमात्मा को हर शास्त्र में, हर धर्म में परम आत्मा कहा जाता है, तो हम उसकी संतान आत्मा होंगे या शरीर होंगे, बताइए. लॉजिकली दिस इज अ लॉजिक, अ सिंपल, अ बेसिक अंडरस्टैंडिंग. Don't strain your mind. Don't strain yourself to meditate. It's logically there within us. Because we are this body not. We are a soul who is conducting, who is speaking through this body, who is doing through this body. And once we understand that I am a soul, then naturally the child will run towards his father, that is the supreme soul, and that beautiful, simple, loving, intellectual communion is known as meditation. What is meditation? It's a Latin word. It is literally meaning medere, to heal. Whom to heal? Not just this body. Meditation is healing my mind. वो मेरे मन को heal करता है. और आप देखो, जब यहाँ पर आप लोग यहाँ पर बैठे हुए हैं, let me ask you, each one of you who is sitting here, just look straight in front. I ask you one thing. Just sitting here, see your home. आप अपने घर को देखिए. Are you able to see the home, the bedroom in which you sleep? Yes or no? बताइए. Each one of you, sure? Are you able to see the person who is closest to you in your home? आप उस व्यक्ति को यहां पर देख पा रहे हैं या नहीं? देखिए, वो ना घर यहां पर है, ना वो व्यक्ति यहां पर है. लेकिन मेरी मन की शक्ति ने, मेरी आत्मा ने एक सेकंड के अंदर उस व्यक्ति को, उस घर को यहां पर बैठे बैठे देख लिया. दिस इज 100% फिजिकल मेडिटेशन. इसी तरह परमात्मा यह कहता है कि तुमको कुछ नहीं करना है. You don't have to strain. Why yoga is so difficult? Why do you strain yourself? Just relax. Just go beyond this body. Shanti mein baith ke. Don't imagine. Just see yourself as soul. And once you, apne aap ko, when you imagine, you don't just imagine, you see yourself as soul. Soul automatically flies towards his or father, that is supreme soul. वो परमात्मा, क्योंकि तुम यदि शांतमय आत्मा हो, तो वो शांति का सागर है. यदि तुम नॉलेजेबल आत्मा हो, तो वह ज्ञान का सागर है. यदि तुम प्योर हो, तो वह प्योरिटी का सागर है. यदि तुम पवित्र हो, वह पवित्रता का सागर है. तो हम लोगों को परमात्मा की, हम क्या हैं? हम नदियां हैं, हम संतान हैं, हम बच्चे हैं. हम उसके भिखारी नहीं हैं. हम उससे वो डिस्टेंट मांगने वाला रिलेशन नहीं रखते. वी हैव अ वंडरफुल हार्ट टू हार्ट रिलेशन विद गॉड. और बाप की प्रॉपर्टी पर, फादर की प्रॉपर्टी पर बच्चे का अधिकार होता है. एंड दैट इज व्हाई इन ब्रह्मा कुमारीज वी आर अथॉरिटेटिव. वी फाइट विद गॉड. वी से दैट आई हैव गिवन माय लाइफ टू यू, यू हैव टू टेक कंट्रोल ऑफ माय लाइफ, एंड ही टेक्स कंट्रोल ऑफ माय लाइफ. He takes control of everything that is happening in my life. He takes control so beautifully that I need not worry. He takes control so meticulously that even if wrong things are happening, He ensures that they are set in the right way after giving a good teaching lesson to you. But He never let wrong things happen or influence you. So my dear friends, this Rajyoga meditation is actually a beautiful charger. It's a charger just like when you see the bulb is off, when the electricity is put on, the bulb starts glowing. Similarly, when our meditation, in our meditation, when we are depressed, when this body is so much tired, when our soul is so much depressed, when we sit down, we relax, we communicate with God, by meditation our soul starts dancing. The illness, the worry, the tiredness of this body, that actually flees away. And this is not a business. This is not a business. Because today we unfortunately remember God because of only two reasons. आज हम भगवान को केवल दो कारणों से याद करते हैं. बताएंगे क्या दो कारण हैं? बताएंगे. एक तो है डर के कारण और दूसरा है जरूरत के कारण. भगवान को याद करो नहीं तो वो ऐसा कर देगा. और दूसरा, हे भगवान तू मेरे को प्लीज ये करा दे तो मैं यहां पर दर्शन कराऊंगा, मैं यहां पर ये चढ़ावा चढ़ा दूंगा. हम भगवान के साथ भी बहुत सुंदर मेटिकुलस बिजनेस करते हैं. और भगवान से बड़ा बिजनेसमैन कोई है? कोई भी नहीं है. वो कहता तुम मुझसे क्यों बिजनेस करते हो, तुम तो मेरी सबसे सुंदर संतान हो. यू लव मी. एनी रिलेशन दैट इज बेस्ड ऑन लव is an actual beautiful relation. If I start loving God from today, from this moment, I love Him 100%, not 50%, not 20%. Bhagwan, aapse 20% pyar hai, rest 50% usse, rest 30% isse. Is tarah mechanics nahi chalti. You love God 100%, He gives you 100% in return. He gives you everything because He is always there for you. So what this meditation is not a stressful activity. Don't strain, oh my God, I am a soul, dikh nahi raha, I am not able to see, I am not able, no. Just sit down, just talk to God. Ye communion hai, aap apne father se jab baat karte hain, so you talk to Him at ease, you are at a comfort level, so you talk to God. When you sit down, you communicate with God. In a relaxing way, you communicate with God in a beautiful way, in an intellectual way, so it's a loving and an intellectual communion. It's a loving because it's based on love, and it's an intellectual because it's based on understanding God. जब हम अपने आप को जान लेते हैं और परमात्मा को जान लेते हैं तो हमको किसी चीज की जरूरत नहीं होती. फिर हम आते हैं फाइनल प्रोफेशनल में, which is called a clinical professional that is applying spiritual principles practically in our life. And I would like to narrate a very small and a wonderful story that a group of wonderful intellectual people went to a saint. Ek Mahatma ke paas gaye. They said that, my dear saint, you tell me that we are so busy in our life. When in our life we should remember God? We don't have time to remember God. Saint was very wise. He said, you are right. You don't need to remember God every day. He said, then when we should remember God? Saint said, you just remember God one day prior to the day you are going to die, one day prior to your death. One wise man stood up and said, but we don't know when we are going to die. The saint immediately said, then you remember God today because you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And that is what is the story of our life. That kal kya hoga, we don't know. Jisko Ghalib ne bahut sundar roop se bhi kaha hai, कि बिना लिबास के हम आए थे, बस एक कफन की खातिर इतना सफर हमको करना पड़ा. आत्मा जो थी वो नंगी ही आई थी, क्योंकि आत्मा कभी भी अपने साथ कुछ नहीं ले जाती है. जब अलेक्जेंडर मरा था, सिकंदर मरा था, तो उसने अपने सारे मित्रों को यही कहा था कि जब मैं मरूं तो मेरी कब्र के बाहर मेरा हाथ रख देना, ताकि उन सारे लोगों को जो मेरे मजार पर आए उन्हें यह पता लगे कि जिस व्यक्ति ने दुनिया को जो जीता था, जब वो इस दुनिया से जा रहा था तो वो अपने हाथ में कुछ भी नहीं लेकर जा रहा था, वह खाली हाथ जा रहा था. वो जा रहा था तो केवल अपने संस्कार, अपने फॉर्च्यून, अपनी गुड वर्च्यूज ही लेकर जा रहा. So my dear friends, what we need to say is, we need to kindle this candle of change today. Aap sab log, what happens is, we listen and suddenly the temperament goes high. Aur jaise Shivani behan aapko bata rahi thi, ki by the time we go down, the temperament start going, taking a downward plateau. This should not be the case. You motivate your own self. You motivate yourself to change now. Don't wait for 10 other people to motivate you. The best person who can motivate you is you, your own self. Let us practice this objective spirituality. Let us not just treat our patients, give pills, add pills to the in the paper, but let us cure the patient, let us heal him. Because we must understand that it's about having a feeling that God is serving his children through you. Bhagwan aapke dwara apne bachchon ki serving kar raha hai. Aur yadi hum mein se kuch log yahan par samajhte hain ki aaj hum log bahut busy hain, hum logon ke paas time nahi hai, so hum log strongly Brahma Kumaris mein aap logon ko propose karte hain ki let us not keep on waiting for a special occasion, because every day we live with love of God makes it very special. And we must remember that if we today are busy to take out time to rejuvenate our life, to practice objective spirituality, then one of these days we would not be here on this earth to do this. My dear friends, in the last, I would like to narrate a wonderful email that God writes to you children. He says that, my dear children, you are my most beautiful creation. आज मैं इतना खुश हूं कि तुम मेरे अपने घर में आए हो, तुम अपने घर में आके मुझसे कम्युनियन जोड़ना चाहते हो, लेकिन मैं कई बारी देखता हूं तुमको ऊपर से और हंसता रहता हूं। तुम सवेरे उठते हो और सवेरे उठकर फटाफट अपने कार्य व्यवहार में मस्त हो जाते हो, अपने ऑफिस जाते हो, अपना तेजी से कार्य करते हो, तुम्हारे पास एक सेकंड भी मेरे लिए याद करने का टाइम नहीं होता। अपने ऑफिस में जाके अपने प्रॉब्लम से जूझते हो, तलवार से लड़ते हो, किसी से लड़ते हो, किसी के ऊपर गुस्सा करते हो, और मैं ऊपर से देखकर तुमको मुस्कुराता रहता हूं कि एक क्षण यदि तुम मुझे याद करो तो तुम्हारे सारे कष्टों को मैं तुमसे ले लूंगा और तुम्हारी जिंदगी को खुशनुमा बना दूंगा, तुम्हारे पास कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं आएगी। पर तुम्हारे पास मेरे लिए समय नहीं होता, पर मैं भी क्या करूं, मेरा प्यार तुम्हारे लिए कम नहीं होता क्योंकि तुम मेरी सबसे सुंदर रचना हो। दोपहर होती है तो मैं सोचता हूं शायद तुम अब एक मिनट मुझे याद करोगे, तुम्हारी मीटिंग्स खत्म होंगी, पर तुम्हारे पास दोपहर में भी मेरे लिए समय नहीं होता। तुम खाना खाते हो, अपने दोस्तों के साथ गप्पे लगाते हो, अपना मोबाइल फोन यूज करते हो, पर एक आधा सेकंड भी तुम मुझे याद कर लो, तुम्हारे पास इतना टाइम नहीं होता। पर मेरा प्यार फिर भी कम नहीं होता क्योंकि तुम मेरी सबसे सुंदर रचना हो। शाम को आते हो, शाम को मैं सोचता हूं कि शायद अब दो मिनट तो तुम मुझसे बात करोगे, अपने सारी दिन की प्रॉब्लम्स मुझे बताओगे, मैं सुनूंगा और सुनकर तुमको इतना रिलैक्स कर दूंगा और तुम्हारी सारी प्रॉब्लम्स को मैं खत्म कर दूंगा। बट यू डोंट इवन हैव टाइम इन इवनिंग। व्हेन यू कम बैक इन इवनिंग, जब तुम शाम को आते हो तब तुम टेलीविजन खोलकर बैठ जाते हो, तुम मूवी देखते हो, तुम टेलीविजन सर्फिंग करते हो, फिर मोबाइल पर बैठते हो, फिर कोई नॉवल पढ़ते हो, बट यू डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर मी। बट मेरा प्यार तुम्हारे लिए फिर भी कम नहीं होता। मैं देखता रहता हूं कि तुम पूरे दिन तलवार लेकर निकलते हो और तलवार लेकर वापस आ जाते हो, और मैं सोचता हूं कि तुम एक मिनट मुझे याद करो तो तुम्हारी प्रॉब्लम्स खत्म हो जाएंगी। रात होती है, मैं सोचता हूं कि शायद अब एक मिनट तुम मुझसे बैठकर याद करोगे, अपने सारी दिनचर्या का अकाउंट देगे और सारी प्रॉब्लम्स तुम्हारी खत्म हो जाएंगी और मैं तुम्हें रिलैक्स कर दूंगा क्योंकि तुम मेरे अपने घर में आए हो। पर रात को भी तुम्हारे पास मेरे लिए समय नहीं होता। तुम फोन पर बात करते करते, टेलीविजन देखते देते फिर सो जाते हो और अगले दिन फिर वही जंग चालू कर देते हो, और मैं तुम्हारा परमपिता परमात्मा तुमको देखते रह जाता हूं, तुम्हारी इंतजार करते रह जाता हूं। परमात्मा यही कहता है कि मैं आया हूं इस सृष्टि पर तुम्हारे सारे दुखों को हरने के लिए, तुम्हारे सारे पापों को खत्म करने के लिए, तुम्हारे कार्मिक अकाउंट्स, तुम्हारी जो कर्म है उसका फल तुम्हें अवश्य मिलेगा, लेकिन गंगा में स्नान करने से, मंदिर मस्जिद जाने में मैं तुमको प्राप्त नहीं होता। और यदि हमको नदी में स्नान करने से हमारे पाप कर्म धुल जाते तो चलिए हम ब्रह्मा कुमारीज आप सबके लिए बस बुक कराते हैं और गंगा स्नान करेंगे, मंडे टू फ्राइडे कुकर्म करेंगे और सैटरडे संडे स्नान करके फिर मंडे से दिनचर्या चालू कर देंगे। कार्मिक अकाउंट ऐसे सेटल नहीं होते हैं। कर्मों की गुह्य गति जो है वो बहुत गहन है, वो केवल योग के द्वारा, आत्मा का परमात्मा के योग के द्वारा उसको हम खत्म कर सकते हैं, जिसके बारे में आप कल भी सुनेंगे। तो मैं आप सब लोगों से पूछना चाहूंगा कि क्या आप अपने जीवन में, आप अपने लिए, इसमें कोई वो नहीं, अपने लिए अपने जीवन में परिवर्तन की अग्नि को ज्वलनशील करने के लिए तैयार हैं या नहीं, बताइए हां या नहीं। होना जरूरी है, अगर नहीं भी हैं जो लोग वो जरूर हो जाइए, क्योंकि समय इतना पतित और इतना अंत का चल रहा है कि कल क्या होगा वी डोंट नो, व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन टुमारो वी डोंट नो। सो लेट अस एंटिसिपेट चेंज, अ पर्सन वाइज पर्सन इज हु एंटिसिपेट चेंज और परमात्मा को अपने जीवन में आने देता है. एंड दैट इज द पर्पस, दैट इज द मैसेज दैट ब्रह्मा कुमारीज वॉन्ट टू गिव यू, दैट कंसिडर, रियलाइज योर सेल्फ एज अ ब्यूटिफुल ह्यूमन बींग, ब्यूटिफुल सोल एंड लव गॉड. एंड वंस यू लव गॉड देर इज नो लेस लव इन योर लाइफ. He will empower you with immense energy, with unbelievable energy, which will never be finished in your life. Thank you for a very patient hearing.